Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. Now, have you been out for a run today or done any exercise? Well, it's a no on both accounts from me. How easy do you find it, though, to do exercise, and how often do you do it? This morning, I chatted to Dave Pickstone to tell us more about the Dudley Group NHS Foundation Trust and the Action Heart Centre, and all about Couch to 5K and how the Action Heart Centre interact and integrate with the Dudley Group NHS Foundation Trust.
Okay, so the Dudley Group Foundation Trust is based in the heart of the Black Country. That's the easiest way to look at it, really. And it's the main provider of hospital and adult community service to the populations of Dudley mostly, parts of Sandwell, and now smaller but growing communities in South Staffordshire and the Wye Forest as well. Now, the Action Heart Centre is a charity, registered charity based at Russell's Hall, so a big site of the Dudley Group Foundation Trust. And we're actually a cardiac rehabilitation facility that we were created in the late 70s. And we've been based at Russell's Hall, who've hosted us and been fantastic to us since 2014. What we do at Action Heart ourselves is we offer exercise rehabilitation, not only exercise rehabilitation, but also education and counselling to support people living with heart disease, cardiovascular disease, more so recently long COVID. So we're part of the Dudley Group Foundation Trust multidisciplinary team in terms of treating long COVID, and also we deal with cancer prehab and rehabilitation too. So we work with a wide scope of people, all walks of life, different ages and backgrounds. We also operate a more of a casual health club at the Action Heart Centre as well. So the idea with this is to continue to support people to live healthier lives, and that's set up for when they finish one of their rehabilitation journeys. And the journeys for people, they can be anything from 3 months to 6 months to 12 months. So the idea is really to support these people and then stand a bit further away and watch them start to kind of exercise and maintain their levels of activity, but more of an arm's length, so to speak. And just to say, Russell's Hall have been incredibly supportive of us. As I said, we're based at the hospital, but we feel we integrate extremely well, as we have, you know, NHS referrals. We work very, very closely, as you can imagine, with cardiology as well. So it's we feel that we've got an extremely good relationship with them.
So part of the work that you do is partly re-educating people in lifestyle changes and things like that, but also a lot of it seems to be, you know, practical, physical, and therapeutic as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, there's a number of challenges which we, you know, which we thoroughly enjoy. We rehabilitate people that haven't done any activity, or should I say exercise throughout their life, and that might be somebody that's 75 years old. So you know, you're working with somebody in their 70s that have had a diagnosis of some kind, and then you are educating them and supporting them to become more active. And then on the other side of the scale, there's somebody that's very, very fit, very, very active, and they've had an unfortunate event or diagnosis, and then you are supporting that person to have the confidence again to continue with their activities. So there's different challenges that are in place, really. But yes, we are. I mean, it's not only through exercise. A lot of it is psychological support as well, and that's what we see a big chunk of what we do is the psychological side of things. So
well, that's the thing, you know. I mean, as you say, if people have a diagnosis of something or another, that will shatter their confidence, whether they're a fit person or an unfit person. And it's actually trying to, as you say, giving them the confidence to change their mindset. That must be quite difficult sometimes.
It's a really good question. Actually, it is incredibly difficult, because the mind, as you know, is a wonderful thing, and it's a blessing and a burden at times, that it can work very much against you and very much for you, depending on your outlook of things. And you know, what we have here is we've got a team, as has the Dudley Group. There's a team of very empathic people and sympathetic people, and what you have to do is really get to know the person really before you prescribe any exercise to them. Exercise is the second step. It's really understanding that person, their thought process, how they feel, before you can really support them in an exercise environment. And we find that, you know, if we really do understand that person, show them care and support, that they actually light up and they have much more success that way. And that's where the counselling comes in. We've got two fantastic counsellors that are part of Action Heart, and they are inundated at the moment in time, but we're very, very lucky to have them, and they do a wonderful job with people. And you know, sometimes we meet people that you feel that aren't quite ready to engage in exercise, but after meeting the counsellors and working with them, they're in a much better position to make that next step.
Sure. Talk to me about Couch to 5K. We hear a lot about this through, you know, the wider media or, you know, fitness clubs and things like that. But how does that work? I suppose the answer's in the title. And how effective is it?
I mean, Couch to 5K was it was an interesting one, really, because suddenly it came out of nowhere, and it was on everybody's smartphone. Everybody was talking about it, and I think the reason behind that was it was very accessible. You know, it allowed somebody that was previously fit to become fit again, or it supported somebody that's an ultimate beginner. And those two words are quite important, really, the ultimate beginner, to become more active. So, I mean, initially, it's an interesting one. So Couch to 5K was developed by a new runner called Josh Clark, actually, and he's it was a brainchild of his, and the reason why it happened, he wanted to actually support his mum to get fit and basically off the couch. Mm-hmm. And now it's a Public Health England programme that's hugely used. I mean, it blew up really in lockdown. In the first lockdown, I think it had around about 1 million downloads in that lockdown, as of from July 2021. So I think there are a million plus this now, but in July 2021, they had around about 5 million downloads. So it was being widely used. And the great thing with it, and what Public Health have done really, really well, is it's very easy to use, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a moment or two, but it's free of charge. Now, that's an incredible offer for people, because, you know, what you want to do when you're talking about supporting someone to become more physically active is lower the barrier of entry. That's the big thing. So it's all good and well when you've got a gymnasium that offers all the bells and whistles, but is at a price that, you know, not the average person can pay. So the great thing with Couch to 5K is you get it on your phone. I know not everybody has a smartphone. I understand that. And there are ways around that, which we'll come on to later. But it's free, it's achievable, and it is for, you know, entry level. You could be the ultimate beginner and get huge benefits from it. So it runs over 9 weeks. So in my eyes, I mean, people might think, well, that's a bit of a long time. But my 9 weeks is, I think, a really good amount of time. It's not too long. It's not too short. It's three sessions a week, so you're not looking to go absolutely crazy, and it's not saying to someone you've got to get up every day of the week. You haven't. You've three sessions a week, and you pick those days. It gives you a guaranteed rest day in between each session. That's the idea of it, really. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday is ideal, with Tuesday, Thursday, and the weekend off. And the aim is to support you to run 5K by the 8 and 9 week mark. And it's fantastic because, you know, in week one, you can, on the website, on the app, you can actually have a look at the structure before you embark on this. But week one involves just 1 minute of jogging or running, 1 minute chunks basically throughout the session, which, you know, to some people that might seem really easy. To others, it might seem like Everest, but you can do it at your own pace. That's the attractive thing about it. So the idea is to get more people active, to do it in a way that is accessible to most people. We know not everybody. There are other apps that can support that, but it's fantastic for the ultimate beginner, entry level, especially, you know, with a really difficult time everybody's had throughout COVID and the times we still live in, that actually people might not want to go to a gym or a leisure center to engage in activity. They might just want to do something around the block, and this allows you to do that.
Sure. Now, for somebody like me who is about 9 foot tall and built like the proverbial, but I'm not a run. Well, I haven't run. I mean, I couldn't run a bath, Dave, let's be honest. And I think that's down to my level of fitness. You know, I'm carrying a little bit of extra weight, which I shouldn't do, and I am losing that. That's working quite nicely. But for somebody like me who hasn't run before, what if I was going to decide that I was going to do this, how do you prepare yourself mentally first before coming along to these sessions?
It's a really important question, because this is a natural trait of everybody. When you're about to embark on a challenge or a new regimen, the preparation for it is key. And the important part is you've got to work to your own capabilities. That's really, really important. And what we often find with fitness and exercise is people try and, excuse the pun, but run before they can walk.
Sure.
And that's in my eyes, that's a bit of a no-no, because everybody's completely different. So the first thing, before I go any deeper with this, what I would say is, if you are unsure of anything, you know, if you have any pre-existing medical conditions, if you are on any medication, it's always important to consult with a healthcare provider, a GP, for example, before you embark on any kind of change in regimen. So that's the first thing. So preparation, being sensible about the preparation. So go ask a few questions and get checked out if you're unsure if it's going to be safe for you. Once you've established that you've been given the green light, or yeah, you know, I'm going to embark on this journey, preparation comes in. Just don't run before you can walk. Try the couch to 5K, but just gently increase your time moving. So without going into the app, what you could do initially is just start to do some gentle walking around the local area. And you don't have to set yourself a distance. It could just be walking around the block. You can establish then at what point you start to feel that your breathing rate's going up a little bit. So at what point you start to feel out of breath. How far you've walked, is that comfortable for you? Just, you know, because what can happen sometimes, you can start these apps and do the first week and feel terrible for it, and it really puts you off, it knocks your confidence. So there doesn't have to be a benchmark to do this. What I would suggest is try a few small walks around the block. Try the first week of Couch to 5K, but just do it on a walking pace. See how you feel with it. And then if you want to then integrate a little bit of light jogging or speed walking into it at those sections where it prompts you to, then try it. But listen to your body. That's the most important bit of advice. Listen to your body. If you're unwell, if you're not feeling good that particular day, if you haven't eaten, you're not hydrated, you have any injuries, then I would avoid. But in terms of everything looks okay and you're about to embark onto this plan, then little things like make sure you wear comfortable clothing, a nice comfortable pair of trainers is going to be really important. Make sure that you are going in an area that you know well, that you feel safe in, that you're not too far from home as well, and just make sure you've been sensible and hydrated and had something to eat as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly the thing, isn't it? You know, you pre-fuel, but you also need to keep yourself hydrated. Now, you mentioned earlier on there's a phone app to monitor your progress. How does that benefit the user then? How does that work?
So they've tried to make it as simple as possible. But as I said earlier, you know, sometimes people haven't got a smartphone, which there is a fallback on that. But with the app, it's a simple case of going onto the App Store or the Play Store if you're on Android, typing in Couch to 5K. Now, there are different models of it now, but if you want the NHS Couch to 5K, that was the original model, and that's the one I think personally that's set up really well to support people and what we're talking about here. If you download the app, what you can do is you can actually see the different weeks on the app and the actual plan. There's a podcast for it that's really well presented by somebody called Lucy, but actually you can put, now they've been really clever with it, and you can actually have celebrity voices on there as well. So there are different celebrities that offer the narration for the app. But simply all you do is you follow the workouts. As I said, there's a total of 9 weeks. There's three sessions per week. So, for instance, if you click on the first session, what it will do, it will explain the session to you. For example, you're going to be walking briskly for 5 minutes to warm up, and you're going to follow this with a one-minute run or light jog. But there will be a voice command on there that will actually prompt you to start jogging or then to slow down and start walking. So if you've got a pair of headphones that connect to your phone, then that's a really good way of doing it. But, you know, equally, I've walked around the park before and I've heard people holding their smartphone or having it strapped onto their arm and having it on set to loud so you can hear that command actually out loud. So it works really well. I think the great thing with it is you feel that you're doing it with somebody. For the fact that there's a voiceover, that's a really clever part of the software, that it gives you that prompt. And, you know, just the psychology of it, you don't feel like you're doing it on your own. And I think that's fantastic. That's a really good way of doing it. I mean, if you don't have a smartphone, there are ways to do it. It makes it a little bit more complex. However, it's still perfectly accessible. And all you do is you can go onto on the website, the Couch to 5K, on NHS LiveWell, which I'll talk about a little bit more later, and you can just print these plans off, and all you've got to do is, you know, read it beforehand, familiarise yourself with what you're doing, and then you can just use a simple stopwatch to time the intervals. You won't have the benefit of the voiceover, but it's still you know, still effective way of becoming more physically active.
But conceivably, what you're saying here is this is achievable in a 9-week period, then, according to this app.
That is the exact plan, yes. It's there to support you to run a 5K over the course of 9 weeks. And it's, the thing about it that's so good is it's really well designed in terms of gradually building up your time spent jogging or running, rather than what somebody will traditionally do is go out the front door and start jogging, and then after about 2 to 3 minutes, which I completely understand, they're out of breath and they feel demoralized. This is a really professional and clever way of, you know, it's coaching someone to become more active, but doing it in a way that is the right way to do it. It started with small sections, followed by periods of rest, and then gradually lengthening those sections of jogging or running out. So before you know it, you look back and you think, oh, hang on a second, you know, I'm jogging now for 4 minutes, where 3 weeks ago I was only doing a minute at a time. Sure. And that's a really good way of doing it. And that's what, you know, in terms of exercise and progressing somebody, that's what we look to do in let's say, the gym environment.
Mm-hmm. But of course, it's no hardship, is it, if we don't complete it in 9 weeks? You know, as you say, you listen to your body. So if it takes 10 weeks, 11 weeks, whatever, as long as we get to that same goal, that really doesn't matter, does it?
No, that is exactly right. And that's the take-home message, I think. It's a really important part. No, it doesn't matter in my eyes. I think what does matter is that person that might not have been active for years or has never been active has been encouraged and motivated to gently increase their levels of activity. That's the goal of this, I see. Mm-hmm. I think what we do nowadays is sometimes we set ourselves these goals that are too they're unattainable, and we just feel like failures if we don't get. And that could be anything. It doesn't have to be fitness. It could be I'm going to work at this job for X amount of years and then get the next salary band up, etc. And you've got to be careful not to set yourself up for failure. So you are exactly right. I think the ultimate goal of this is just to support people to become more active. And if that person, Joe Bloggs, has become more active in 9 weeks and feels the benefit of it as well, then happy days. That's a fantastic achievement.
What other support, though, Dave, is available to people who are doing Couch to 5K? Because we've talked about the app or going to the website and printing things off if we don't have a smartphone. I guess support from family and friends is key, but what other things that can people do to keep their motivation and their interest up?
So I think the social side of physical activity is something that's certainly helped me in the past. You know, I always feel motivated when I'm around other people. It doesn't, sometimes things that can potentially feel like a bit of a hardship if you've had a long day at work and the weather's not great, for example, it rounds the edges if you're doing it with somebody. And I think in this, in the Black Country, I mean, it's a national campaign now, but in the Black Country, park runs have seen a boom recently.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, park runs are very, very popular. And the 5K, so it links in to this very, very nicely. And you can do park runs. I mean, it's fantastic. Just saying that in the Black Country, there's a superb one at the Dell Stadium. Sandwell Park Farm run one. They're both at 9 a.m. They're both on a Saturday morning. They're both free. All you have to do is register in advance. They're great. We hear lots of stories of park runs through our patients and our service users here that have gone, and they love it because of that social element to it, and just how good they feel after they've done it. So, you know, if you've done a Couch to 5K or an embarked on that app, you know, doing park runs after that is a great way to maintain those levels of activity. And then what happens with park runs sometimes, you know, groups of people get together and they think, well, we can do 5K now, we can do it quite well, shall we then move on to the next thing? So there's always little streams off Couch to 5K. So I think park runs are a really good place to start, and particularly in the Dudley Borough as well, there's the healthy hub buildings that are around in the park. So for example, you know, I'm going to name a few, not to obviously intentionally miss anything out, but Mary Stevens Park and Silver Jubilee Park, with the healthy hub buildings and the actual local parks, they offer, for example, there's a course called Park Active, which is generally run by volunteers, and that's like group fitness sessions. So I think what Couch to 5K does initially, or can do, is really just encourage someone to become more active, and then it doesn't always have to be about running. There are lots of different things available after running. So as I said, with Park Active, they're almost like park fitness sessions, not yes. always geared around running. There's the fantastic leisure centres that are available in the Black Country. They have group fitness sessions on, and because they're leisure centres, they have really, really accessible prices, rather than, you know, sometimes some gyms, as I said earlier, can be too costly. And they, you know, you could meet a lot of like-minded people there as well. So I think what is good is having that social support, surrounding yourself with like-minded people. And there's a great community online as well for NHS Couch to 5K, and people can type on this forum how well they're getting on. And that's actually at a website called healthunlocked.com. And that forum's really, really positive. So that's specifically an NHS Couch to 5K community. So that's a really good one to look at. So that's healthunlocked.com.
Now, of course, we all know that there are tremendous health benefits, you know, doing any kind of physical exercise. I mean, we're talking about running here ostensibly, but it's good for our bodies. It releases endorphins. It gives us that feel-good factor. But what other benefits are there?
Well, you know, other than running, as I know we're talking about a lot today, but generally, you know, exercise and being more physically active, it's an open goal. That's the best way of putting this, really, in terms of exercise benefits. I've missed a few of those in the past, so actually I'm not going to get too cocky with it. But in terms of some of the ones I always, you know, say to our patients here is, for your heart health, it's, you know, it's incredibly, incredibly important. And, you know, people get great benefits from, if they're not active at all, to start to do light activity. Those people get some fantastic benefits. So even if you're not used to doing anything and you start to do a little bit, the heart health implications is superb. And not only your heart, but your lungs as well. It's great in aiding weight loss. Mental well-being, I think, is a big one, and I always come back to that nowadays. For all the trouble that people have gone through in terms of COVID and how it's impacted people, and what the Dudley Group Foundation Trust have done incredibly well is, you know, they've got a huge amount of staff, and the team here, you know, it's been a difficult environment for them, but they put out a daily bulletin And there's always ways to look after yourself on there, whether it be via exercise and opportunities for people to engage, or things like meditation sessions. So what they've been really good at is the whole mental well-being side of things. So huge boost, as you said, for your endorphins afterwards. Mm-hmm. Some people don't feel that directly, but definitely with exercise, it will help you cope with stressful situations better. It can improve your bone density. So, you know, as you get older, the reduced risk of osteoporosis, combats depression, helps manage your blood pressure. And I think one thing that we all like is improved confidence. That's the low hanging fruit with it, really. So
yes,
the benefits are, you know, it sounds cliche, but they're endless. There are so many benefits to just increasing your dosage of physical activity.
So for somebody thinking, you know, I'm going to take the plunge and do this, what's the best way for us to get started then?
So the best way to get started, I think, is have a look online at the actual Couch to 5K program. Have a good read through it. Make sure you understand how it works, and don't let that put you off. I don't mean you're going to look at it and there's a huge list of instructions. I just mean get your head around it a little bit, really. So just do a little bit of prep so you can mentally prepare for it. Set yourself some goals with it, really. If you've got the smartphone, download the app. And the instructions on there are very easy. It's just one page at a time. Just follow the instructions on there. Or simply just stay on the website and print off the pages if you want to, if you haven't got a smartphone, and read through them. I think set some time for it as well. So go at it with a bit of a plan. So just ensure that you have got the time to do it. Again, don't set yourself up for failure. Set a few days aside in the diary for the week and just say, right, I'm going to try my first session on the Monday. I'm going to have the Tuesday off. I'm then going to do the Wednesday. And then just, it's a little bit of planning ahead. Know a route as well. That's an important part. So don't just go, like I've done in the past, go out the front door and go, where am I going today? Turn right and then realize that I've gone too far away from home. Mm-hmm. I have to walk back a bit downtrodden. So just have a little bit of a rough idea of the route that you're going to travel. You know, because we're busy nowadays, you know, we've got a lot of commitments. You know, as we've spoke before, we're both busy people, and, you know, with people with kids, they might not be able to do this till the evening time. So if you're going to go on the evening time, you know, do it in a well-lit area rather than going over the park and not seeing what you're doing, because you don't want to trip over a bench or a log or anything like that. So do it in a well-lit area. Make sure you've got all the kit that you need. Okay, so don't think about you're going to go in the desert for 5 days and you need a huge backpack, but just make sure you've got some comfortable footwear, some comfortable clothing.
Take some water with you.
Exactly. Take some water with you. Make sure your mobile phone's charged as well. So, you know, if you are a little bit tired, that you can contact somebody. Not that it really should get you to that point, but also so your phone battery doesn't run out and you're halfway through, your phone goes dead, so you don't know what to do for the rest of the session. Little things like that, really.
Sure. Give your website a mention, Dave, if you will.
So the Couch to 5K website that you want to go on is, if you just type into Google or any search engine, NHS Live Well, it'll bring up the website there where you can actually access a lot of different incentives from that page. And on Live Well, what you can do on NHS Live Well, should I say, there are videos on there. So it's actually videos, 10-minute home workout videos, stretching videos you can apply. So that's a really good place to start. Action Heart, we've got some YouTube channel, and we actually we've got links on our website to our YouTube channel where we talk a little bit about exercise and becoming more active. We've got some videos of a safe warm-up and cool-down routine that you can do before you embark on Couch to 5K, and that's just simply www.actionheart.com, and you'll see the tabs at the top of the website about the YouTube videos that you can click on as well.
Dave Pickstone from Action Heart in the Black Country, thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Clive. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 8 p.m. If you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by Clive Payne and produced by Andy Caddick.